This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, you guys, can you stop your origami for a second?
No, I need... Someone bring in a towel.
We need towels.
What are those things where it's like, pick a number, pick a color. What are those called that you used to make?
Yeah, I don't know what you call those things.
What are those called?
I could never bang in your hands, the little finger.
Yes, so you'd always have to have a girl make them for you because the girls always knew
how to fold them.
Paper. Yeah.
Okay, can I get us all on one page so people know what the hell they're listening to?
One on one page?
Oh, God. Okay. We want to know about the thing. Like, it's the post. It's the bombshell when you moved in together. The thing you found out. Like,
is it just a fortune teller? A paper fortune teller?
I think so. That's it.
We're doing a great job of getting everybody. Okay. It's mostly men. I think it's mostly going to be women that are calling in. But men can have it too. Where it's like, we all put our best foot forward when we're starting a relationship. And even when you're with somebody for months and months and months at a time, some things you just don't know until you move in. Mm-hmm. And we want to know what that bombshell was you got when you made the commitment. It's like your post-commitment bombshell.
Ooh.
Because for a lot of women, they're just like, he's so put together. He's so great. It's, oh my God, I love this guy. And then you move in together and you realize he's a flipping slob. He'll throw his clothes 4 inches from the hamper, but not in the hamper.
And like the wet towel. So it just like gets the carpet wet.
Can I tell you? Okay. So I have a couple things that people have told me that as they relate to the wet towel. Two things. I barely dry off. Like, I'm a very furry person, so I just kind of, I get out of the shower and I like throw it around my body, but I'm not like.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I just kind of air dry. I'm just walking around my house, like letting it.
And about what time do you do this?
Okay.
Could you let us know?
But then I, okay.
Leave the blinds up.
But I just found out that then I'll like throw my towel over like my dresser for a while I'm doing other stuff. And
over your dresser?
Yeah, it's just like in my bedroom, right? So I'm like I put all my clothes on the bed and then I just throw my towel there and I'll put my underwear on, put my pants on, I'm doing all this stuff. And then I get distracted, go do whatever, and my towel
is on the
dresser.
So just laying on like the shelf of your dresser.
Yeah,
like on
the top. And I did not realize that that drives a certain type of person. They're like, you put wet towel on wood.
Yeah.
What? Why? Who cares?
No.
What do you mean no?
Yeah, that's not where it goes.
Like, this is exactly what we're talking about. Like, it's some weird deal breaker that you never knew was going to be a deal breaker until you moved in.
It's not a deal breaker, but it's just like, that's dumb. Why do you do that?
But why would I not? So I have to walk into another room and hang it up?
Put it on the towel rack.
Yeah, but that's in another room.
Okay, you're doing other stuff anyways.
Yeah, but I didn't want to walk back there. I just put it there.
Your house is so big.
No, but I'm just saying.
Have Jeeves put it over there.
Okay. It's not, what's it hurting, the towel or the dresser?
Both.
It's not hurting either of them.
It seems like it would hurt the dresser a little bit. Like, wood's not supposed to just get wet.
It's not that, first off, did you hear me? I don't really dry off, so the towel's not that wet.
Okay.
That's why you pointed that out.
I did point that, because that was part of my argument when I was trying to win.
Oh my God.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, it's just one of those, she was just so irritated. She was like, are you really leaving that on the dresser? I'm like, yeah.
It's just not where it goes.
It doesn't stay there forever, but it's like there for 45 minutes. to like swing back.
44 minutes till,
like,
too long.
No, it's not. Then I come back up to get my shoes. I'm like, oh, there's my towel.
I'm just extra. The towel's got to be hung up all the time. Yeah. It's going to get moldy. It's going to get stinky. I'm like always self-conscious about I don't want to be rubbing a stinky towel on me. And
the reason we were doing origami when we started this is the towel thing.
Yeah.
Not about where you put your towel, but we got in an argument. Like there was a Reddit thread about like, what's the weird thing you found out when you moved in together? And one of them was they folded towels wrong. And I was like, everybody knows how you fold towels. And it turns out we don't fold towels the same, even in this room.
Yeah.
It would be a deal breaker for me if, and I think it's probably for both you and T-Hack, Aaron. If you start by folding a towel in half, you're doing it wrong. There's never a half. You're trying to hide the, like, you don't want edges still. You don't want, like, the towel to be done.
But
you start with thirds so it's round on the sides. You always start folding a towel in thirds.
It's weird. I do that with, like, my hand towels that are
hanging on the weird little round thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other towels, I don't.
Yeah, the big towels, I definitely go half.
Yeah.
No,
half,
every
half,
towel
half
starts
until
at
I can't anymore, and then
third. Always. What happens after that is anybody's guess.
Because I do prefer how it looks the third.
Yeah, third is the way.
I don't know why I don't do that with the actual towels.
Do you have to lay it on something like your dresser to fold it?
I do have to like hold it up and then it's like all the way, it touches the ground from like where I hold it up.
So you're a chin folder.
Yeah.
You got to do the
Yeah.
Chin folding a towel is the way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I do it that way, but I still do half. The first fold is a half.
And hot dog or hamburger?
What the hell is a hot dog or a hamburger?
Hot dog, yeah.
Hot dog? Okay.
No, hamburger. Yeah.
What is the difference between a hot dog and a hamburger?
Yeah, the like fat way.
Hamburger.
Oh,
the fat way. Hamburger. Okay. And then, yeah.
Hot dog is the long way.
How about portrait or landscape?
Is anyone ordering food?
No.
All right. So we've got a whole list of other things that like post-relationship bombshells, but we want to hear like the weird thing you found out only after you moved in together. 303-222-5423. Call, text, do whatever you need to do.
I remember when my wife and I first moved in together, and we had a house. It was the first time we were renting a house, and we had a grill for the first time. Her parents gave us a grill, and I'm like, you know what? Let's grill out today. I'm going to throw some hot dogs, throw some the aforementioned.
Nice.
Yeah,
you mean towels? Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm going to throw some hot dogs on the grill. She's like, oh, that's great. I love hot dogs. She goes, but no Bernies on mine.
Bernie's, what's a Bernie?
When it gets like crisp.
The black marks, which is the best part of a hot dog.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm grilling it on the grill. And
yeah, you want it.
It's going to get Bernie's.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah. And she's like, none. No Bernie's.
You dumped her, right?
We're happily married to this day.
She makes her own hot dogs.
AHAC doesn't do Bernie's.
She does no Bernie's, yes.
What's her hot dog point? Look like?
I don't know.
Like a boiled hot dog.
It's like lukewarm. It's kind of barely. And then she doesn't put
it
on.
So you just have one side of the grill that you don't turn the burner on?
Basically, it just kind of like get it close to the grill. Like, don't let it touch.
Adjacent to the grill. Exactly. You hold it in the tongs.
Like Bernie residue. Exactly.
You like tan it.
Exactly. And then she doesn't put it on a bun. She eats it on a plate. She cuts it up with applesauce. And it was like,
you are in a bad
day. Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here anymore.
Wild.
That's not a cookout for me.
I thought mine was bad.
Cool. Yeah, what's yours?
Well, my ex, I learned would take his toenails and chew them.
Oh, that's right. You have to finish this for the people who don't know, who didn't hear. This is the grossest thing.
Yeah. He would take his toenails and chew them because he would use them as floss.
Like, he literally clip his toenails and then put them in his mouth and like,
but he wouldn't use his finger to like,
it's just in his mouth and he's
and he would just like use his tongue to like push it around.
Oh my God.
And then,
oh my God.
No Bernie's.
And then I didn't know when that was happening. So then I would kiss him,
back on him
and he would shove one in my mouth. Hey, no Bernie's.
You had his toenail in your mouth.
But he folded the hell out of a towel, I'll tell you what.
I have one horrible that I want to say that's from Reddit that I thought was the weirdest one in the world. And now I'm going to save it for when we come back with the calls, because
we need a break after that one.
I want everyone to pull your cars over and imagine a grown-ass man with a mouthful of toenails.
I don't want to.
And imagine Aaron just boinking the living snot out of him. I would check to make sure his toenails were long before I kissed him.
Was it his toenails? Or maybe it was his fingernails. I don't know.
It would be...
I honestly don't remember.
It'd be great if we stopped talking about it. Okay. All right. Weird thing you found out once you moved in. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for the weird things you discovered only after you moved in. I promised one from this, the article that got us started.
Mm-hmm.
They realized that their sig other completely removed all of their clothing before pooping.
Mm.
Would they like shower after? Or would they just like put their clothing back on?
Probably just put them back on.
That's weird.
Probably just wanted to...
Yeah, you keep the clothes out of that area. I don't hate it. I don't do it all
that
the,
would be,
all
no,
the time.
No, I hate it.
All the time? You've done it?
I've done it.
And then
I can almost give you the pants, but no, not even the pants. You take your shirt off.
Yeah, because when you don't realize you're kind of stretching the elastic out of your underwear while it's down there.
Are you in a straddle?
Why are you manspreading?
Yeah, you don't manspread.
You're kind of like a football player. You can spread a little. I think you're stretching it.
I'm going to need to follow you into the bathroom.
Let's just edit this out.
we're live. I don't know how you edit it. Sonia?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's the weird thing you found out when you moved in?
Okay, I've been waiting for this because I really want to complain about this. But when a man wants a dog, he wants his dog because I don't know why. But he don't take care of it. He don't take it to the vet. He don't even pick up the poops. And you know this dog don't like you. Like, this dog doesn't like you. This dog takes a... I can't say it on air, but you know, he does business next to your bed for you to wake up to and walk in on.
So
and
you're
just
saying,
for your man to just, yes.
The dog doesn't like you, but you're the one who has to take care of it.
I'm taking care of it, and this dog doesn't like me. And I get blamed for him doing his business next to the bed. Like, why didn't you take out the dog? It's not my dog. This is not my damn dog.
Do you want to maybe call back for an OPP? Because this feels like...
It feels fresh.
Like kinda, the poop you stepped in.
There
we
go.
Sonia, that's not a good dude you got there. Thank you for the call. Christy.
Yeah.
What'd you find out when you moved in?
Well, so I found these people on Craigslist when I was living in Maine, and they're the nicest people ever. And about 3 days in, they're like, should we tell her? And I was like, I hope that they're not swingers because that's not my jam. And he goes, no. He's like, I put my hand down my pants and hold on to my, you know, junk to make me feel better about myself. And I was like, you know, I'm like, that's a little weird, but I lived with them for 3 years, so I guess it's okay.
Okay, but when does he do that? Like in pressure situations or like
just when I'm cooking?
Sitting on the couch. Anytime possible, like that was the jam. Like I was like, I'm like, this is weird. I was like, but you know,
he just had a hand in there. It's comforting.
Hand down his pants all the time.
Mm.
I don't know why. It's a little comforting to have it in a little bit, but I'm not
waistline
on the waistline. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But not in.
Not grabbing.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't need contact.
I agree. Yeah,
no, I mean it's almost hard to not have contact once you're in the waistline.
It was definitely a comfort thing. I mean, you know, like I said, I'd lived there for 3 years, and I just would like look over on the couch. I'd be like, "Oh, dude, I'm like, stop."
Okay.
Can't you just be swingers?
It would be so much easier if they were just swingers. Thank you, Christy. That's lovely. Candy.
Yay.
What'd you find out after you moved in?
Well, I wasn't going to even call because it's kind of embarrassing, but after I had moved in with my then boyfriend, he told me he was a virgin until we had first hooked up.
And
you didn't recognize the telltale signs?
No.
So he was good at it?
I guess. He was like 32. I thought I was marrying the 40-year-old virgin.
I'm still not good at it.
Did you marry this guy?
Yeah. Been married for like 18 years.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wait. I'm in.
You do not. Nobody needs to be trained by you.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.